everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend we're here, we're doing life together, and as always, we're really glad that you have joined us.
You know, Dr. Linda, on this program, you give lots of statistics, lots of information.
You saying I'm boring?
No, of course not. Lots of numbers-based things, and there's something I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that 100% of people surveyed took the survey?
Oh, my gosh.
I just thought I'd throw that out there for you.
So no job as a comedian after the show, right?
That's right. Not at all.
Your night job, right?
Nope. Well, I will tell you this. You do have a new book out.
I do.
Called Living Beyond Pain. And today, we're taking listener questions about pain. We have several questions that we're going to answer. Hopefully, these will help our listeners, sort of an everything you wanted to know about pain, but were afraid to ask scenario.
Well, apparently they weren't afraid to ask because they did ask.
Yeah, you found some.
It is a lot of questions about pain, and it comes from the book. And like you said, Chris, we're going to touch on these answers and give people hopefully a few practical tips here on dealing with pain. But the book goes into all of this in great detail, and that's the reason you write a book. It's a lot bigger than a blog or a Q&A on the topic of pain. So if you want much more intense answers to these questions, and this isn't all the questions that the book could answer.
Right.
So it's going to be available online where books are sold, and you can go to my website, drlindamental.com as well, and you can find the book featured there, and it'll take you a direct link into ordering that book.
Well, how many people would you say are, in fact, suffering from chronic pain?
So here's one of those statistics, Chris, that I like to give, right? It's 100 million people in the United States alone, and then 1.5 billion people worldwide.
Wow.
So this is an epidemic. This is something that people have to learn to deal with, because pain is going to be with us. It's part of our lives. But boy, there are ways that you can dial down that pain and make your life so much more functional and have a better quality of life. And that's the point, is to help people. So let's get right into it. Let's take the first question that a listener asked.
Hi, Dr. Linda. I think my friends are tired of all the times I've canceled plans due to migraines. I'm worried I'm losing friends and don't know what to do.
I know this firsthand because we had a friend who that was the case. She had constant migraines, and we would make plans to go out to dinner, and we always knew that at the last minute she's probably going to pull out and not be able to go. When that happens, you don't take that personally. You acknowledge that the person is struggling in this area and is doing everything they can to engage socially with someone, but you do need to be supportive of them. So one of the things you can do is think about ways to help them engage by maybe going to their home or suggesting, you know, an alternative time that you can go. But don't give up on them. Don't just say, they're undependable. I'm not going to have them as my friend. Understand, continue to engage, invite them to things. They'll let you know when they can handle it and when they can't.
This is really touchy, but when I am in pain, the last thing I am thinking about is having intimacy with my spouse. I don't think he understands. What should I do?
If you're in pain, are you thinking a lot about having an intimate relationship with your spouse? So sex can really be hurtful when people are in pain as well. So you have to have conversations as a husband and wife about what's going on with that person. And one of the things to recognize is that the person may lack sexual desire due to the pain and the medications that they're taking. So again, having conversations with your physician, talking about that, how it's impacting your relationship. And without getting too graphic in this area, talk to somebody, think about ways to increase touch and other ways to show your affection as well when you're going through a particularly painful time. And always make sure that you're building non-sexual ways to stay intimate so that when we engage in these trying times where the pain is intense, we still have that connection to that other person.
You know, sometimes you wonder when someone complains about pain if they are really hurting or if they are possibly a hypochondriac.
I was really upset with my daughter when she told me that the pain that I was feeling was all in my head and that I should be able to just think it away. Dr. Linda, is that true?
Yeah, so that brings up such an important point about pain. Pain is a perception that comes from the activity that's in the brain. So based on that, you could say it's all in your head,
right?
Because it is physiologically in your head and emotionally in your head because of the way pain perception develops in the brain. But you're not making it up. And that's the clear difference. It's in the brain. It's remembered. It involves past learning and emotions that you experience. We have this little saying when I'm teaching about pain to medical students. I always say the bane of pain is mainly in the brain.
That sounds like something that? Eliza Doolittle would say.
Yeah, it's where it came from.
Right.
But it is really a protective system. Pain is a protective system that is turned on. And it's sensory, it's emotional, it's cognitive. It involves your body sensations. And the work in dealing with chronic pain is to really desensitize your brain so that you can turn down that volume of pain. If you change your pain perception, that's the goal when we're working with people with pain. We're not teaching them to think away their pain, but work on those factors that turn up or down the volume of pain. Chronic pain, especially, is all about feeling a loss of control in so many
right.
areas of your life. You may have had some goals or aspirations. There's a story in the book about a flight attendant who was so excited with her job that she could travel the world and then had an accident, had chronic pain, and couldn't do her job anymore. With some people, they will lose their job. I mean, that is one of the losses that happens if you become disabled from chronic pain. So one of the things that we talk about a lot in the book, there's an entire chapter devoted to, you have to figure out what you've lost, take inventory, and then rebuild from those losses and start to rebuild your life.
Well, speaking of the book, it's called Living Beyond Pain. It's Dr. Linda's most recent book, and we'll talk more about that after the break. Hey, it's Chris from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show. Dr. Linda's latest book is titled Living Beyond Pain. It gives practical tools to anyone who is living with chronic pain and wants to get his or her life back on track. Recently, Dr. Linda's listeners had questions about pain, and she answers those questions with tips from her book, Living Beyond Pain.
Hey, Dr. Linda, I do have a question. Why do I feel like I've lost control of my life with this pain? Will I ever feel better?
Pain is all about feeling a loss of control in so many
right.
areas of your life. I mean, Chris, if you were in chronic pain right now and your three-year-old wanted to go out and just kick a ball around and you could not do that because you were in pain, how would you feel?
On the days when my back hurts?
Yeah.
yeah, you're right. You can't and you want to.
You want to. So you have this loss of control that your body isn't doing what you want it to do. You may have had some goals or aspirations. There's a story in the book about a flight attendant who was so excited with her job that she could travel the world and then had an accident, had chronic pain, and couldn't do her job anymore.
Wow.
So she lost her job because she couldn't continue to do it, and she lost her hobby, which was travel.
Wow.
Going around the world, seeing different things, that was really an interest area of hers. With some people, they will lose their job. I mean, that is one of the losses that happens if you become disabled from chronic pain. And then there is the loss of just the everyday things that you'd want to do, going out shopping, going to the mall, things that are very difficult because you're in a state of pain. So one of the things that we talk about a lot in the book, there's an entire chapter devoted to, you have to figure out what you've lost, take inventory, and then rebuild from those losses and start to rebuild your life.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Linda. If you would like a copy of Dr. Linda Mental's book, Living Beyond Pain, go to drlindamental.com, or you can find Living Beyond Pain anywhere books are sold online. Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and today's topic is answers to your pain questions. We've got a lot more to talk about, but before we move on, I want to remind you to check out Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com. There you will find her blogs, books, and you can connect on social media. And Dr. Linda has a new book called Living Beyond Pain that helps anyone living with pain get their life back. And this is one of the reasons that we are answering your questions about pain today. We have a lot more of them to answer, so Dr. Linda, let's get back to these questions from our listeners.
Hey, Dr. Linda. So when I'm in pain, I feel like it's hard to ignore, and so I think about it a lot. So is it true that the more I pay attention to my pain, that I'm making it worse?
Sort of a mind over matter type thing. Does it affect you that way?
It does. It does. If you pay attention to pain, it makes pain worse. What happens in the brain is that if you say to the brain that something is important, and the way you do that is by attending to it, you pay attention to something that's important, the brain goes, oh, this is important. I need to pay attention to that. The more you focus on the pain, the worse it gets. So the easiest way to deal with that is to find ways to distract yourself from the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever taken your kids to the pediatrician and they had to get a shot?
Oh, Yes.
Have you been in the room when happens?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of times what they do, and you probably haven't noticed it, is that they're distracting the child. They're either talking to the child. A lot of times on their wall, they'll have a little picture or something they're pointing to, and they'll say, look at this. So they're distracting the child away from the focus of the shot onto something else. The reason they're doing that, Chris, is because if they distract the child, the pain won't be as bad.
I see.
So attention to pain makes it worse. Distraction away from the pain will help your pain go down.
What if you really have a problem, like let's say a pulled muscle that needs to actually be dealt with? At what point do you say, I should go see a doctor?
Well, you have to attend to the fact that you are having pain, and you need to know what the root causes are. And the great part about the book is that Dr. Cribbs, who is a physician, talks about the different types of pain, medical treatment of pain, what you need to do from a medical point of view. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with chronic pain, which happens after the healing has already happened, you can make pain worse by constantly attending to it. So that's where we're talking about distraction. Get your mind off of it. Do something else. And you will notice that you get engaged in an activity and suddenly you think, oh, I wasn't thinking about my pain.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hurt as bad.
Right.
So distraction, one of the number one techniques that you can use to make your pain go down.
Dr. Mental, I've just been thinking about this lately. It seems like whenever I'm under stress, my pain gets worse. Is that really true or is I'm just imagining it?
Stress makes pain worse. And over time, your stressed brain gets more and more sensitized to processing pain, and it literally takes less and less stress to make you feel even worse. The body wants balance, Chris. Pain and stress disrupt this balance. The body attempts to adapt to stress and pain, but after a while, it just gets challenged by both of those things. And so what happens under stress is that the structures in the brain change. They become smaller, and this makes pain even worse. And especially if you anticipate that you're going to have pain, that's even more problematic. So eliminate stress, and you'll cope better.
When I think about how long I've been in pain, it seems so overwhelming, Dr. Mental. Where do I start to make things better?
I love this analogy by the American Chronic Pain Association, Chris. They have a visual. They say pain is like having a car with four flat tires. That's not going to go anywhere, is it? Four flat tires. And you need to get all four of those inflated and running again. In order to do that, you have to do a lot of things. So the goal is to reduce pain and learn to manage it so you can improve function. Basically, it's to get those tires reinflated so that you can go on with your life and go down the road of life, if we use that analogy. Now, there's a wonderful analogy that I want to talk about from the Tour de France. There's this really interesting thing that happened. Years ago, there was no British team that ever won the Tour de France. It was like 100 years, and no British team ever won.
Wow.
They hired a new coach. That coach looked at every little thing about the Tour de France. He looked at the tires on the bikes. He looked at the handlebars, the way the seat was positioned, the color of the bike, how clean the bike was, all these different little tiny things about the bike. And he determined that they were going to improve the bikes and the whole experience of riding 1% in every area. And he called this marginal gains. We're going to make marginal gains. We're going to fix this 1%, this 1%. By the time they did all that in 2017, they didn't win the entire every leg of the race, but they saw it instead of as individual legs, they saw it as a 23-day race. They took the long view and they won the race for the first time in their history. So pain needs a long-haul approach. Do small things, increase and improve things 1% of the time. At the end of that, you will have won the race.
Hey, Dr. Mental, I heard you say on one of your shows that I need to have a growth mindset when it comes to dealing with pain. What does that mean?
We did a show on growth mindset.
You know what? Don't even answer the question. Just let him listen to the program.
Podcast. Go back to the podcast. But it was a great show on the difference between a mindset where somebody says, it's over, I can't do this, I'm not going to do this, forget it, I'm going to stay in bed, I'm going to be disabled all my life. That is called a fixed mindset. You've already fixed your mind and you said, there's no hope, there's no optimism, there's nothing that's going to really help me. A growth mindset is exactly the opposite. The idea comes from a psychologist named Carol Dweck, and she actually has a book called Mindset, and it's all about the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. As you are dealing with pain, the growth mindset says, I can adjust, I can grow as a person, I can challenge my beliefs, I can cope, I can change the way I think about this. One of the very helpful things you can do is identify your beliefs around pain, then change those beliefs to something that fits with a growth mindset. Stay hopeful, stay optimistic. And if you need more help, there's a whole chapter of that in the book.
You know, pessimism is part of chronic pain, but what about anger?
Hi, Chris and Dr. Linda. I'm asking this for a friend. And the question is, when it comes to pain, she feels like her body has betrayed her, and that makes her very angry. Do you have any suggestions to help with that?
Anger is one of the reactions that people do have when they've been injured or something happens in their life that causes chronic pain. You know, it's a powerful emotion to feel anger, Chris.
Right.
A lot of times under anger, we feel very vulnerable. We feel very hurt, so we lash out in anger when we don't like the way our life is going, when we think something could be unfair. A negative emotion, though, like anger, will really ramp up the feelings of pain. And that doesn't help you manage the pain at all. So if you hold on to anger and you stay in that angry state, you are going to make your pain worse.
So shaking your fist and saying, why me, is a bad approach.
You might have that at one moment. You might think that. But if you stay in that state of anger, you're creating a lot of bad things in your physical body. And those things are going to be factors in making your pain worse. Exactly.
Well, today on the Dr. Linda Mental Show, the topic is answers to your pain questions. And we've got a lot more to talk about after the break.
From the moment we're born, we're in relationship. At first, we depend on others to take care of us, to meet all of our needs. Then as we grow older, we make friends, we meet school teachers, later a boss at work and a spouse at home. Every relationship is important. Every relationship requires cultivation and nurturing. And at some point or another, every relationship has its challenges and they revolve around conflict. Did you know that you can grow through conflict and become such a healthier you than you ever expected? Well, I want to help you look at conflict in new ways, to approach conflict in ways that work. My book, We Need to Talk, can help you become a better problem solver, learn to negotiate differences, and strengthen all relationships even when conflict seems destructive. Well, let's face it, conflict is an unavoidable part of our everyday life. But conflict doesn't have to overwhelm you or destroy your relationships.
We Need to Talk, an important book by Dr. Linda Mental, is written to help you successfully navigate conflict. Find We Need to Talk wherever you buy books online. You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and Dr. Linda has written numerous books that you can find on her website and online. Her latest is Living Beyond Pain, a book to help anyone living with pain get their life back with practical tools that are not related to taking drugs. You can check out her website, drlindamental.com. There you will find the book, Living Beyond Pain, and you can connect on social media. And as always, we would encourage you to download the show and listen to it from iTunes.
Before you go on, Chris, let's mention, too, that I wrote this book with a physician, Dr. James Cribbs. Mm-hmm. We're taking the non-physician questions here, but there is help in terms of medical management and pain in that book as well.
Like we said at the beginning of the program, 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain.
That's a lot of people. So hopefully we're touching on some of your questions that you had.
Hi, Dr. Linda and Chris. So when I start to feel pain, I get really scared and think it's only going to get worse. Is this making my pain worse?
That's the opposite of the growth mindset, I would think.
It is. It's related to that fixed mindset. Fear causes you to avoid. And when you start to avoid, you isolate, you don't do things like exercise or engage with people, which are all things that will help you with your pain. Fear can cause you to interpret pain as catastrophic. So when you get afraid, you're like, oh no, I'm not going to be able to go to that event, or I'm not going to be able to make graduation, whatever it is. Fear can lead to being hypervigilant about your pain, which means that you're on high alert and you're attending to it. And one of the things we know is the more you attend to pain, the worse your pain gets. So we want to distract away from it. And fear can stop you from doing things that gradually you could do. Fear can also, Chris, lead to depression and anxiety.
I have been listening in the past. I'd like your program. I have a question. After having chronic pain for so long, I just feel depressed. I feel trapped, and can you talk about this?
Pain and depression are linked together. Mm-hmm. They go together. The more depressed you are, the harder the pain is to tolerate. The more pain you have, sometimes you find yourself in that depressed state. depression can really influence the intensity, the frequency, and the healing of your pain. And at times, depression can cause unexplained physical symptoms of pain. Sometimes you have symptoms of joint pain, limb pain, gastrointestinal problems, tiredness, sleep problems, and so on. And those can all be indicators of depression as well. You might think they're just physical symptoms, but they could be indicating that you're also depressed. One of the treatments for this is to try some antidepressants to see if they can be helpful. They have been shown to be helpful with people with chronic pain.
Dr. Mental, my doctor told me to try biofeedback for my headaches. What is that?
Here's one that is really helpful. There has been so much research that shows that biofeedback can help with headaches, and that's what the question is about. Biofeedback teaches you how to read physiological feedback from a machine. And that helps you understand how your body is responding to stress and pain. So as you're hooked up to this machine, you're watching your physical reactions. And based on that, you're learning how to calm your body down. The goal of biofeedback is to gain voluntary control and to self-regulate those physiological responses. When you do that, you reduce the pain. So it is a very effective procedure. It usually takes about 10 sessions to treat a number of chronic pain conditions such as headache, maybe rheumatoid arthritis or fibromyalgia.
Hi there. I'm really nervous, but I had a question. I have a friend who swears acupuncture has really helped her pain. Is that legit?
I have the same question. Is it?
It is. It is. I looked at all the studies, and that is what I go to. I go to the evidence-based treatments. I look at the studies that are there. When I looked at the studies, acupuncture is thought to stimulate the body's own healing. The Cochrane reviews, which are scientific systematic reviews of a whole bunch of studies, found acupuncture, Chris, to be effective in treating common pain disorders. It isn't wacky science like a lot of people think it might be. There is some debate in the field of whether or not there is a placebo effect, which means that are we thinking we're getting help, and so that is creating the help that we're feeling. But there is evidence to show that acupuncture is a good treatment for chronic pain.
Hi, Dr. Linda. I just have a question about diet and pain. Someone told me that changing my diet might actually help my pain. What did you write about this?
Yes, yes, yes. Pain is often tied to inflammation. If you go on an anti-inflammatory diet, it may help reduce some of your pain. There are certain kinds of foods that can promote or shut down the biochemical process of inflammation. It might be helpful to work with a registered dietitian on that. But one of the diets that we did recommend in the book was from the Cleveland Clinic, where they talked about a strict vegan or Mediterranean type of diet, where you're eating whole fruits, dark green leafy vegetables, nuts, legumes, whole grains. The foods you want to avoid are the processed junk foods, the low nutritional value, the soda, the simple sugars such as high fructose corn syrup, which is in a lot of stuff and it's not really good for you. Processed meat, white bread and pasta, and foods that are high in refined carbohydrates. Oils such as extra virgin olive oil and canola oil are healthier than butter, let's say. So look up the Mediterranean diet. Look up some of these anti-inflammatory diets. We do give you a lot of very specific advice in the book. And there are spices that can also help the body deal with anti-inflammatory process in the body. Something like turmeric is a really good supplement that will help with anti-inflammatory.
Well, Dr. Linda, as we are near the end of the program, if pain really is in the brain, because that's where we actually sense pain, what can we do about it?
Hi, Dr. Linda. I was wondering if pain is really affected by the mind and if there are any certain types of therapies that would help with that.
A pain specialist or a therapist who understands chronic pain, just what you're saying, Chris, that pain is in the brain and that part of the brain where perception is needs to be changed. Mm-hmm. Pain can be affected by thoughts and feelings and behaviors. So there are specific evidence-based treatments that really do help with pain. One of them is called cognitive behavior therapy. Another one is acceptance and commitment therapy. You can also learn relaxation methods that will really help with pain. And the changes in lifestyle, such as exercise, eating a better diet, all of those things do help with pain. But there is help that has been specifically found to be successful with chronic pain. Another one of those is called mindfulness-based stress reduction. you can look those treatments up. You can read more about them in the book. We do talk a little bit about what the goal of each of those therapies is and how those therapies can actually help you with the perception of pain.
We had one listener who wanted to ask a question, but she was so shy, she didn't like the microphone. So let me ask on her behalf.
Okay, that'd be great.
It's hard to live with pain because she feels like she has no control. Why doesn't God just take this pain away and allow me to not suffer?
Boy, that's the question, isn't it? We've all asked that question during certain parts of our life. Why do we have to suffer with pain? We need to remember that God is acquainted with our pain. Jesus suffered. Suffering is part of the human condition after the fall. Pain does draw us closer to God. That's one of the things that we probably have all noticed, that when we're in times of pain, we do turn to the Lord. We're more dependent on Him. C.S. Lewis once said, God whispers in our pleasure, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. Mm. The cross is a reversal of pain and death. It is a reminder of a time to come. One of the people I really love to read is psychologist Viktor Frankl, who was a survivor of a Nazi concentration camp. And he reminds us that we have the freedom to choose our attitudes in the middle of difficulty. Suffering can create a new you. It can refine you. It can deepen your intimacy with God. Let me leave you with this thought from Psalm 13, 1 through 2. It's often the cry of a person in pain. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? The psalmist does conclude that he is not forgotten and that his suffering matters to God. God will sustain you through any difficult situation, including your struggle with chronic pain.
That's true. And if any of your questions were not answered today on the program, you can get Dr. Linda's new book, Living Beyond Pain. She wrote this book with a physician who also addresses medical approaches to your pain as well.
Be encouraged that you can live beyond your pain and get your life back. With God's help, you can persevere under any pressure or any circumstance that's in your life. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Norm Mintel, our engineer, and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you again next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.